This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's talk about the division. Unless anyone here believes that the Big Ten West champion is going to win the Big Ten,
hasn't happened yet.
I don't. Then I think we can agree that we're talking about the team that's going to play in Indianapolis for the Big Ten title, but they're not going to win it. And we can talk briefly about the three teams that are contending on the east side, but I want to talk more about the west. None of us believe Nebraska is going to win the Big Ten West at this moment.
Correct.
No.
So, I don't know what teams that leaves for you guys to contend, but just off the top of your heads, because I didn't give you this topic beforehand, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota. I'm leaving out Purdue. They're not going to win the Big Ten West.
No.
Which one of those four jumps out at you?
We'll start with the quarterbacks. I always start with the quarterbacks, and who's Minnesota's quarterback?
Ethan Kelly at Mannix.
Who's Wisconsin's quarterback?
Tanner Mordecai.
Guy from SMU. But who are they? Who's Illinois' quarterback?
Ole Miss transfer.
Right. Iowa's quarterback? Michigan transfer. Yeah. So which one of those is going to step up? And you don't know. So you try to pick a division. I think you start with the quarterback. Iowa's always a good place to start. So is Wisconsin. But will Iowa's defense be as good? It'll certainly be good. Will it be as good as last year when they really could have used a quarterback like him?
And, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to I'd go Iowa, Wisconsin. Minnesota hasn't – until they do it, I'm not going to pick them. Illinois, they got the coach. They got the system.
The D-line.
I just feel like whoever quarterback – whichever one of those two transfers plays the best.
I think it's Iowa. I think Cade McNamara can get the job done. Their schedule lines up pretty well. I believe they miss Ohio State and Michigan.
They do.
This year, so that's always huge. I personally feel like Wisconsin's been overrated somewhat. I mean, Luke Fickell's a heck of a coach, but it's still year one, and Wisconsin was still a hot mess by the end of last season. So to expect them to just bounce back, rehauling a lot of their DNA and to contend in year one, I don't see it. So I think it's Iowa in some ways because of just sort of process of elimination. And Tom, you said their defense maybe can't be much better. Their offense can't be much worse. So if they can actually score a little bit more, I think that's the clear favorite in the West.
If Illinois had its quarterback back, I might pick the Illini. They have the best receiving core back. They have the best front seven back. But they have weaknesses. Offensive line is relatively new. They don't have a quarterback. Luke Altmyer's never played, really. He played a little bit at Ole Miss, but not really. So he's starting afresh. I'm kind of between Wisconsin and Iowa. I think I'm going to lean Wisconsin. I think the reason I say that is related to the players that Iowa lost. I think they lost Jack Campbell, and they lost Kyle Van Ness, and they lost another high-end player and Riley Moss, I think. On the offensive side of the ball, they lost Sam Laporta, who's a really good player,
mm-hmm.
And lost a couple of receivers. I don't know if Cade McNamara can make that up. I do have them second. I have Wisconsin first. I think it comes down to the Iowa-Wisconsin game, and I think Wisconsin wins it. Wisconsin, I think, has got a lot of good players. So I think the question mark that I have there is, can they get this offense to win the games that Wisconsin always used to win, like against Purdue, like against Iowa? I mean, they had a lot of success over the years against Iowa. Or is it too, is it too much of an air raid scheme? Because Iowa can take apart an air raid. They're pretty good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Wisconsin's ability to compress Iowa's defense into this tiny box and then punch a hole through it and make big running plays was the difference in those games. But I'm going to lean Wisconsin a little bit. And then I think I have Minnesota third. Trust that program a lot to be exactly what it is. But Illinois might be there. You just never know.
So the difference to you, what's the difference between Wisconsin and Nebraska? Is it just player talent when you're talking about a new head coach overhauling systems? Is that all it is that you would say Wisconsin's that much farther ahead than Nebraska is player talent?
I think they've got a little bit more developed talent. I think their offensive line is better. I think that, you know, they just got more seasoning there. There's things that Nebraska hasn't proven that Wisconsin's offensive line has. I think their defense is going to remain relatively intact. In other words, they're going to run a slightly different scheme, but they're going to do a lot of the same things. So I think they're going to keep it intact. You want to know the real biggest difference?
Let's hear it.
Track record. I mean, track records in the last 10 years. Nebraska hasn't beaten Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's won a lot of football. And, yeah, they fired a guy, but it's kind of like asking me, you know, a little bit, like, well, what do I think of Nebraska in 2004 and some other team that had a new coach that year? I mean, I lean a little bit on Nebraska winning some games that in 2004 that they just won because they remembered how to win. And I think Nebraska has to learn how to win now. And Wisconsin remembers.
Yeah.
I think that's worth something. I do think they got a good head coach, too. Like, I don't.
No doubt.
The Purdue situation, I think he could be a very nice head coach eventually. He's never done this before. It's really, like, you're going to get in a game, and here's what's going to happen. This happens with defensive coordinators who become coaches all the time. They get in a game. The offense isn't doing what they want it to do, and they immediately want to change the offense. It's like, okay, we're calling everything off. We're not going to do this anymore. The other team's scoring too many points, so now we're gonna go into our shell, and we're going to run the ball. And Bo Pelini did that for several years. And he ran off. I mean, he didn't run off Sean Watson, but like that was one of the issues. And then he would always throttle Tim Beck down because he got annoyed with the offense, you know, the defense not being exposed and all this other stuff. That's what defensive coordinators do, and Walters will do it at least once this year where it's going to be like, oh, all right, well, we're not scoring, so we're going to go into a shell and we're going to run the ball 45 times so our defense can feel better about itself. And it'll hurt them. They're going to go 3-9 or 4-8. They're going to have a hard year, and he could be very good eventually, but he is not ready yet. So okay. That's my take on them.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.